Ezra Hashem was very happy to see this recently. The Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Chaf Hey, Daf 25, is explaining a case where lo aleinu, a person sees another fellow Jew die in his presence. And the Gemara goes through the fact that we're talking about here, a person is not a close relative, is not an abbasin, isn't the head of the court, isn't a scholar, isn't so righteous necessarily in an obvious way. He's just a stam, a regular Jew, not your relative, not your rabbi, not anyone super, super special in an obvious way. But when you're present and this person's soul leaves his body and he dies, you still have to tear your clothes. Even though he's not a relative, and even though he's not a rabbi, even though he's not the leader of the community, the nasi, so on and so forth. So the rabbis in the Gemara bring a gezer shava, a hekesh, why this is. It's because we know that if, God forbid, a person sees a sefer Torah, a Torah scroll burned or also ripped, damage, they have to tear their clothes. And so just like if a person witnessed a Torah scroll being burned, God forbid, or torn, in that case he has to tear his clothes, like he saw something die, it's so serious. So too, we learn from that case that we have to tear our clothes if we see a Jew die. Now, and it brings the pasuk, ki nerem Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The candle of God is the soul. The candle of God is the soul of man. So when a person's soul, we see a person die, it's like seeing the candle of God go out. And that is related to the verse about the Torah that says, "Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or." Because the mitzvah is a candle, and the Torah is the light. So the verses are related. The fact that a person's soul is like the candle of Hashem is related to the fact that the Torah is called light and the mitzvahs are called a candle, says Rashi. Rashi makes that connection between those verses. So the Marsha asks, wait a second. Why are you bringing a proof that just like we tear our clothes if we see a Torah scroll burned, so too we tear our clothes if we see any Jew pass away, because the verses are similar comparing the soul of a person to a candle, comparing that to the fact that the Torah is like light to the candle, which is like the mitzvahs. I don't get it. How are you bringing a proof that a person's soul is like the Torah? Because a person's soul is like a candle. The verse doesn't say the Torah is like a candle. It says the mitzvahs are like a candle, not the Torah. Because the Torah is the light to the candle. We say when we do mitzvahs, it's like the Torah is the light of Hashem. And when you do mitzvahs, you take that light of Hashem, which is otherwise invisible because it's so high, and you make the light of Hashem visible in the act of your mitzvah. Hashem comes into that mitzvah moment and is manifested the same way that otherwise invisible light is made visible by lighting candles. But, okay, very nice, but we can't learn that the connection between a person and the Torah, that just like when you see a Torah get damaged, you have to rip clothes, so too when you see a person die, you have to rip clothes, because the person isn't being compared to the Torah. When we say a person's soul is like a candle, he's being compared to the mitzvahs. So the Marsha answers, it says, brilliant, because the Torah scroll is like the body of the Torah that takes the light of the Torah and makes it manifest. He's basically saying, it takes the light of the Torah and makes it manifest and congeal onto the scroll. Meaning, yes, the Torah is light. The Torah scroll is a bunch of mitzvahs. The Torah scroll takes the light. See, the Torah, it's like it just really clicked in my head that Of course, the Torah is not the Torah scroll. The Torah is the information. The Torah is the seichel, the intelligence. That's really the Torah. The Torah is the ideas, the thoughts. That's the Torah. The Torah is not limited to ink on parchment. Ink on parchment is a mitzvah to take the information of the Torah and put it in a certain form of letters and sentences and paragraphs and stories and laws of the five books of Moses and put it on the parchment. That's a mitzvah. So if a person's seeing a Torah scroll ripped or burned, he's seeing the damaging to a mitzvah object, which is a Torah scroll. It's a mitzvah for every Jew to write their own Sefer Torah, to write their own Torah scroll. And if a person can't do that, so he funds it, or he funds a letter, and you know, we're makel on that. Point being, it brought out a brilliant point for me, which is the Maharsha says, just like a Torah, the Maharsha is basically saying this, just like a Torah scroll with ink on parchment, it's not the Torah itself. The Torah itself is the light. It's the intellectual light of, and this intellectual light of the Torah expands and expresses beyond just the five books of Moses, because the five books of Moses is the ultimate expression of everything in the Torah. But from those five books of Moses, we learn out infinite laws, infinite stories, infinite ideas. It's all contained in the five books of Moses, like endless trees are contained in one root or one seed. So the Torah is the light. The Torah is the intellectual information that really builds the whole universe, as we know. A person in his body is the candle of God. Just like the mitzvahs are the candle to the Torah. Both take the infinite invisible light and congeal it into particular expressions. And that's what a person is doing in this world. That's why we're sad when we see a fellow Jew, and even if he's not a tzaddik or in an obvious way, or he's not the Av Basin, or he's not his rabbi or his parent, just a fellow Jew. He might not even know him ever, never met him, but he sees him die, pass away. He has to rip because a Jew in this world is doing that. Just like the Torah scroll or any book of Torah takes the infinite light of the Torah and congeals it into certain letters and expressions. So to each individual Jew is like those mitzvah candles. And with each and every move of his body, it's just lighting candle after candle, is expressing the Torah more and more. Every move we make, every mitzvah we do, is just lighting another candle with the limbs of our body. It's just making the Torah more, bringing it into clarity, bringing it into focus. That's what this whole world is doing. The whole world is like the garment to the Torah. Every moment is another hishtalshus, is another manifestation, congealment, expression, and furthering out of the expressions of the Torah. So we're sad when this Jew passes away, because he's not going to light any more of these types of candles. He's going to enjoy all the candles he lit, but we won't get to enjoy his special candles in an obvious way in this world. And he's on a different dimension now, where it's harder to see his candles. So it's just an amazing idea.